Question 1. You are experimenting with a built-in distributed XG Boost model in Vertex AI Workbench user-managed notebooks. You use BigQuery to split your data into training and validation sets using the following queries. After training the model, you achieve an area under the receiver operating characteristic curve, AUC ROC, value of 0.8, but after deploying the model to production, you notice that your model performance has dropped to an AUC ROC value of 0.65. What problem is most likely occurring? Answer: there is training serving skew in your production environment. Question 2. You work for a biotech startup that is experimenting with deep learning ML models based on properties of biological organisms. Your team frequently works on early stage experiments with new architectures of ML models and writes custom TensorFlow ops in C++. You train your models on large datasets and large batch sizes. Your typical batch size has 1024 examples, and each example is about 1 megabyte in size. The average size of a network with all weights and embeddings is 20 gigabytes. What hardware should you choose for your models? Answer: a cluster with two A2 Megapoo 16 grams machines, each with 16 NVIDIA Tesla A100 GPUs, 640 gigabytes GPU memory in total, 96 FPS, and 1.4 terabytes RAM. Question 3. You are an ML engineer at a global car manufacturer. You need to build an ML model to predict car sales in different cities around the world. Which features or feature crosses should you use to train city-specific relationships between car type and number of sales? Answer: one feature obtained as an element-wise product between bin latitude, bin longitude, and one hot-encoded car type. Question 4. You work on a growing team of more than 50 data scientists who all use AI platform. You are designing a strategy to organize your jobs, models, and versions in a clean and scalable way. Which strategy should you choose? Answer: use labels to organize resources into descriptive categories. Apply a label to each created resource so that users can filter the results by label when viewing or monitoring the resources. Question 4b: you are training a deep learning model for semantic image segmentation with reduced training time. While using a deep learning VM image, you receive the following error: the resource project/deep learning platform/zone/europe west 4c/accelerator type/NVIDIA Tesla K80 was not found. What should you do? Answer: ensure that you have GPU quota in the selected region. Question 5. Your team has been tasked with creating an ML solution in Google Cloud to classify support requests for one of your platforms. You analyzed the requirements and decided to use TensorFlow to build the classifier so that you have full control of the model's code, serving, and deployment. You will use Kubeflow pipelines for the ML platform. To save time, you want to build on existing resources and use managed services instead of building a completely new model. How should you build the classifier? Answer: use an established text classification model on AL platform to perform transfer learning. Explanation: the model cannot work as is, as the classes to predict will likely not be the same. We need to use transfer learning to retrain the last layer and adapt it to the classes we need. Question 6. You work for a gaming company that has millions of customers around the world. All games offer a chat feature that allows players to communicate with each other in real time. Messages can be typed in more than 20 languages and are translated in real time using the Cloud Translation API. You have been asked to build an ML system to moderate the chat in real time while assuring that the performance is uniform across the various languages and without changing the serving infrastructure. Answer: remove moderation for languages for which the false positive rate is too high. Question 7. You work for a company that is developing a new video streaming platform. You have been asked to create a recommendation system that will suggest the next video for a user to watch. After a review by an AI ethics team, you are approved to start development. Each video asset in your company's catalog has useful metadata, for example, content type, release date, country, but you do not have any historical user event data. How should you build the recommendation system for the first version of the product? Answer: launch the product with machine learning. Use a publicly available dataset such as Movie Lens to train a model using the recommendations AI, and then apply this trained model to your data. Question 8. You are developing an ML model to predict house prices. While preparing the data, you discover that an important predictor variable, distance from the closest school, is often missing and does not have high variance. Every instance, row, in your data is important. How should you handle the missing data? Predict the missing values using linear regression. Question 9. You built a custom ML model using scikit-learn. Training time is taking longer than expected. You decide to migrate your model to Vertex AI training, and you want to improve the model's training time. What should you try out first? Answer: train your model with DLVM images on Vertex AI, and ensure that your code utilizes NumPy and SciPy internal methods whenever possible. Question 10. You manage a team of data scientists who use a cloud-based backend system to submit training jobs. This system has become very difficult to administer, and you want to use a managed service instead. The data scientists you work with use many different frameworks, including Keras, PyTorch, Theano, scikit-learn, and custom libraries. What should you do? Answer: set up Slurm Workload Manager to receive jobs that can be scheduled to run on your cloud infrastructure. Question 11. You lead a data science team at a large international corporation. Most of the models your team trains are large-scale models using high-level TensorFlow APIs on AI platform with GPUs. Your team usually takes a few weeks or months to iterate on a new version of a model. You were recently asked to review your team's spending. How should you reduce your Google Cloud compute costs without impacting the model's performance? Answer: migrate to training with Kubeflow on Google Kubernetes Engine, and use preemptible VMs without checkpoints. Question 12. You work for a magazine distributor and need to build a model that predicts which customers will renew their subscriptions for the upcoming year. Using your company's historical data as your training set, you created a TensorFlow model and deployed it to AI platform. You need to determine which customer attribute has the most predictive power for each prediction served by the model. What should you do? Answer: use the What If tool in Google Cloud to determine how your model will perform when individual features are excluded. Rank the feature importance in order of those that cause the most significant performance drop when removed from the model. Question 13. You work for an advertising company and want to understand the effectiveness of your company's latest advertising campaign. You have streamed 500 megabytes of campaign data into BigQuery. You want to query the table, and then manipulate the results of that query with a Pandas data frame in an AL Platform notebook. What should you do? Answer: use AL Platform Notebook's BigQuery cell magic to query the data, and ingest the results as a Pandas data frame. Explanation: refer to this link for details, https://cloud.google.com/bigquery/docs/bigquery-storage-python-pandas-first-two-points-talks about querying the data. Download query results to a Pandas data frame by using the BigQuery storage API from the IPython magics for BigQuery in a Jupyter notebook. Download query results to a Pandas data frame by using the BigQuery client library for Python. Download BigQuery table data to a Pandas data frame by using the BigQuery client library for Python. Download BigQuery table data to a Pandas data frame by using the BigQuery storage API client library for Python. Question 14. You work for a gaming company that manages a popular online multiplayer game where teams with 6 players play against each other in 5-minute battles. There are many new players every day. You need to build a model that automatically assigns available players to teams in real time. User research indicates that the game is more enjoyable when battles have players with similar skill levels. Which business metrics should you track to measure your model's performance? Answer: user engagement is measured by the number of battles played daily per user. Question 15. You developed an ML model with AL Platform, and you want to move it to production. You serve a few thousand queries per second and are experiencing latency issues. Incoming requests are served by a load balancer that distributes them across multiple Kubeflow CPU-only pods running on Google Kubernetes Engine, GKE. Your goal is to improve the serving latency without changing the underlying infrastructure. What should you do? Answer: recompile TensorFlow serving using the source to support CPU-specific optimizations. Instruct GKE to choose an appropriate baseline minimum CPU platform for serving nodes. Question 16. Your team needs to build a model that predicts whether images contain a driver's license, passport, or credit card. The data engineering team already built the pipeline and generated a dataset composed of 10,000 images with driver's licenses, 1,000 images with passports, and 1,000 images with credit cards. You now have to train a model with the following label map: driver's license, passport, credit underscore card. Which loss function should you use? Answer: categorical cross-entropy explanation. Categorical entropy is better to use when you want to prevent the model from giving more importance to a certain class. Or if the classes are very unbalanced, you will get a better result by using categorical entropy. But sparse categorical entropy is a more optimal choice if you have a huge amount of classes, enough to make a lot of memory usage. So since sparse categorical entropy uses less columns, it uses less memory. Question 17. Your organization wants to make its internal shuttle service route more efficient. The shuttles currently stop at all pickup points across the city every 30 minutes between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. The development team has already built an application on Google Kubernetes Engine that requires users to confirm their presence and shuttle station one day in advance. What approach should you take? Answer: 1. Define the optimal route as the shortest route that passes by all shuttle stations with confirmed attendance at the given time under capacity constraints. 2. Dispatch an appropriately sized shuttle and indicate the required stops on the map explanation. This is a case where machine learning would be terrible, as it would not be 100% accurate and some passengers would not get picked up. A simple algorithm works better here, and the question confirms customers will be indicating when they are at the stop, so no ML required. Question 18. You have a demand forecasting pipeline in production that uses Dataflow to pre-process raw data prior to model training and prediction. During pre-processing, you employ Z-score normalization on data stored in BigQuery and write it back to BigQuery. New training data is added every week. You want to make the process more efficient by minimizing computation time and manual intervention. What should you do? Translate the normalization algorithm into SQL for use with BigQuery. Question 20. You work for a public transportation company and need to build a model to estimate delay times for multiple transportation routes. Predictions are served directly to users in an app in real time. Because different seasons and population increases impact the data relevance, you will retrain the model every month. You want to follow Google recommended best practices. How should you configure the end-to-end architecture of the predictive model? Answer: configure Kubeflow pipelines to schedule your multi-step workflow from training to deploying your model. Question 21. You deployed an ML model into production a year ago. Every month, you collect all raw requests that were sent to your model prediction service during the previous month. You send a subset of these requests to a human labeling service to evaluate your model's performance. After a year, you notice that your model's performance sometimes degrades significantly after a month, while other times it takes several months to notice any decrease in performance. The labeling service is costly, but you also need to avoid large performance degradations. You want to determine how often you should retrain your model to maintain a high level of performance while minimizing cost. What should you do? Answer: train an anomaly detection model on the training dataset, and run all incoming requests through this model. If an anomaly is detected, send the most recent serving data to the labeling service. Question 22. You have deployed multiple versions of an image classification model on AL platform. You want to monitor the performance of the model versions over time. How should you perform this comparison? Answer: compare the mean average precision across the models using the continuous evaluation feature. Question 23. You work on a data science team at a bank and are creating an ML model to predict loan default risk. You have collected and cleaned hundreds of millions of records worth of training data in a BigQuery table, and you now want to develop and compare multiple models on this data using TensorFlow and Vertex AI. You want to minimize any bottlenecks during the data ingestion state while considering scalability. What should you do? Answer: export data to CSV files in cloud storage, and use tf.data.txtline dataset to read them. Question 24. You are an ML engineer responsible for designing and implementing training pipelines for ML models. You need to create an end-to-end training pipeline for a TensorFlow model. The TensorFlow model will be trained on several terabytes of structured data. You need the pipeline to include data quality checks before training and model quality checks after training but prior to deployment. You want to minimize development time and the need for infrastructure maintenance. How should you build and orchestrate your training pipeline? Answer: create the pipeline using TensorFlow Extended, TFX, and standard TFX components. Orchestrate the pipeline using Vertex AI pipelines. Question 25. You work for a toy manufacturer that has been experiencing a large increase in demand. You need to build an ML model to reduce the amount of time spent by quality control inspectors checking for product defects. Faster defect detection is a priority. The factory does not have reliable Wi-Fi. Your company wants to implement the new ML model as soon as possible. Which model should you use? Answer: Auto ML Vision Model. Question 26. You are creating a deep neural network classification model using a dataset with categorical input values. Certain columns have a cardinality greater than 10,000 unique values. How should you encode these categorical values as input into the model? Answer: map the categorical variables into a vector of Boolean values. Question 27. You have successfully deployed to production a large and complex TensorFlow model trained on tabular data. You want to predict the lifetime value, LTV, field for each subscription stored in the BigQuery table named subscription. Subscription purchase in the project named My Fortune 500 Company Project. You have organized all your training code, from pre-processing data from the BigQuery table up to deploying the validated model to the Vertex AI endpoint, into a TensorFlow Extended, TFX, pipeline. You want to prevent prediction drift, i.e., a situation when a feature data distribution in production changes significantly over time. What should you do? Answer: add a model monitoring job where 90% of incoming predictions are sampled 24 hours. Question 28. Your team is building a convolutional neural network, CNN-based architecture from scratch. The preliminary experiments running on your on-premises CPU-only infrastructure were encouraging, but have slow convergence. You have been asked to speed up model training to reduce time to market. You want to experiment with virtual machines, VMs, on Google Cloud to leverage more powerful hardware. Your code does not include any manual device placement and has not been wrapped in estimator model level abstraction. Which environment should you train your model on? Answer: a deep learning VM with an N1 standard 2 machine and one GPU with all libraries pre-installed. Explanation: speed up model training will make us biased towards GPU, TPU options. By options eliminations, we may need to stay away of any manual installations, so using pre-configured deep learning will speed up time to market. Question 29. You are an ML engineer at a travel company. You have been researching customers' travel behavior for many years, and you have deployed models that predict customers' vacation patterns. You have observed that customers' vacation destinations vary based on seasonality and holidays. However, these seasonal variations are similar across years. You want to quickly and easily store and compare the model versions and performance statistics across years. What should you do? Answer: create versions of your models for each season per year in Vertex AI. Compare the performance statistics across the models in the Evaluate tab of the Vertex AI UI. Question 30. You are an ML engineer on an agricultural research team working on a crop disease detection tool to detect leaf rust spots in images of crops to determine the presence of a disease. These spots, which can vary in shape and size, are correlated to the severity of the disease. You want to develop a solution that predicts the presence and severity of the disease with high accuracy. What should you do? Develop an image segmentation ML model to locate the boundaries of the rust spots.